Dunham's anthropology work and her interest in African and Afro-Caribbean dance forms are evident in her body of artistic work. For example, her first full-length dance, La Agya, which premiered in 1938, was heavily influenced by her studies in the Caribbean. She included in this work dances drawn from her anthropological observations. La Agya features a narrative love story and is set in an Afro-Caribbean environment. Click on this link for a deeper understanding about the plot and context of this dance. Watch Catherine Dunham talk about her dance. Make sure to view excerpts from La Agya, the fight scene from the dance, the charm dance, and also the pas de deux or duet section. Notice the influences of not only African dance forms, but also modern and ballet in Dunham's choreography.